Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Part of the Mamapalooza Festival 2010 and part of the world's largest Mother's Day party, the mothersdayparty.com, International Mother's Party. I'm part of it. I'm Momedy. This is Nancy Lombardo, your host today. That's right. It's May 7th and 8th. I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club presenting my unique comedy. Yes, I also have great people on. I have Pash. I have Irene Menino. And I have, on top of that, surprise guest coming. I have the wonderful, wonderful Christopher McGinnis, who is terrific on piano, and he's only 12 years old. He's a musical musical prodigy. You know what? Let's see if we can hear a little bit of a taste of Chris right now.
I've got a secret, and it helped me with my dreams. I looked into the mirror, and it opened up to me. The answer's in your heart. Don't live dead.
Christopher McGinnis. You can get his songs on iTunes if you want to hear more of him. Go to Christopher McGinnis. That's MCGINNIS.com. ChristopherMcGinnis.com. He's just one of the many talented people that will be featured at Momedy in the main room at the Broadway Comedy Club this week. We have such a lineup of talent. We also have Kim Johnny. She was on Gilda's Laugh Off, winner of Comedy Crisis Comedy Contest in New Brunswick. We have Pash, like Cash. She'll be performing, and of course, the effervescent me. This is the 7th annual Mamapalooza Festival, which also takes place, by the way, not just me, I'll be emceeing, but it also takes place the week of May 20th through the 23rd all over New York City. There's conferences, and there's a great outdoor concert on May 23rd and 70th. I'll be the MC there. And this is a very good cause, and we want to thank the Broadway Comedy Club for all their generosity, and they've just been so helpful there, the staff, everybody. It's a great club. Check it out, everyone. And let's just hear a little bit of Taste of Nancy. How about that?
She's been on HBO. She's been on SNL. She wrote and performed on The Colin Quinn Show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the fabulous Nancy Lombardo!
My coffee to perform here. I was like, high energy. That was great. You guys, you're the bravest people in the world. You're like, I give you a lap dance, but I think it's a jump. It's so great. The whole breath thing. Oh, I'm so ready for breath. Yay! I'm like, you know what? I don't think it's at least my girls. I don't think it's my breath. I think that this is the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. And I don't think of these as breaths. I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, right, you're in a grocery store. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Excuse me, sir, can you? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Oh, thank you. Thing you got going on there. That's very nice, too. That's great. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. Me! I'm going to wait. Woman, every time someone asks me, I take him a new one. Oh, I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. Oh, I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French because I'm crazy. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their meatballs. I've never been to Cork, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. Oh, you're not so cute, I can meet you, but that's where I go fuck. We French are psychic, you know. We're psychic, watch this, you're going to be so impressed by this. I'm getting nothing. We French have a sense of humor, we have to wear French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? Who needs life? Telling a joke again, never wanted to. God help it. I can't, I'm crazy. I'm Puerto Rican Italian. Was it easy growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City? No. Never knowing when at any given moment I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. Two languages at the same time. Half the time growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She just turned to me and started screaming, "Listen, mira, don't let that bend. All right, don't let that bend cut out. What's someone saying? So don't." She's a terrible cook. Burnt everything. Now Caucasian. Oh. And she had these great mom cliches. She used to give me her glitches. And she used to go, "Nothing listen until this glitchy is going to save your life." Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every cloud has a silver lining. It was kind of tough, but it's fun. You know, you got to go. This Heidi outfit is just getting me over here. I'm just so feeling the hot chocolate right now. You see, if you can turn the mirror around. But it's fun. Don't you love New York too? Yeah. It's great, right? Y'all from New York? What's that? No, it's good. I love it here. It's like hysterical. I have a son. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer all his little boy questions. So the other day, he goes to me, "Mom, where do babies come from?" So I look at his innocent eyes, and I want to be absolutely honest. I go, "Honey, babies come from absolute vodka." And, so with that in mind, I thought I had to be a better mom. So I went and I did a little research, and I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that really explains it all. So pay attention, Heidi. Okay, go ahead.
There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum. Who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom, a searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land, instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hand. The great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special laddie swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the moon. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin. And that is how we all begin, that is how we begin.
When I was a little girl and lived in New York City, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villainess in the film was because she was that skinny little woman all dressed in black. Her hair, always in a bun. She'd always be standing at the top of a long winding staircase, in her hand, a mysterious box. At the bottom of the staircase would always be a beautiful young woman who'd say something like, "Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?" And the woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Su esposo está aquí." She'd open the box, inside of it a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would follow the box, bounce on its head, boom, land woman's feet, she'd go, "Ah!" Over the top of the stairs would go, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." And that was every film I saw over and over again. Are you guys dating? Dating? No, you are? Yeah. Yeah, it's hard dating. You know, my friend Cynthia, you don't know what it's like. There's only two kinds of men you can meet. Those that come into your life, break your heart, walk all over you, and those not willing to make that commitment. She got so crazy, she went on one of these things called speed dating. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
It's where you go to a bar to meet a whole bunch of men in a short amount of time. In the 90s, we called that co-core. Yeah, it's too much of that joke. No, it's hard. It's crazy. You know who I miss on drugs, Liza? Wasn't she great on drugs?
Oh, yeah.
She was the happiest I ever knew her to be. You know, she's like... And then she went into rehab, and it was just like... So I really miss that about her, and yeah, it's a good thing. All right. I'm gonna leave you, you know, with one thing. Mental illness doesn't run in my family, but it does hop, skip, and jump a lot. Thank you very much, you all.
The stage, they are a sensational sketch group, and they have headlined just about every
Well, that was
sketch
just a touch of comedy. Yes, it, I agree with you, Betty Jo Tucker, that's like on speed, but it's fun. That was me. I'll slow down now. That was a night of drinking too much coffee. Yes, Momedy is happening all over now. It's going to be all over New York City at the Broadway Comedy Club, and if you're in the New York area, that is at 318 East 53rd Street. You can make a reservation. It's $15 and a two-drink minimum. A very fun show filled with funny ladies and funny comedians. It's part of the International Mamapalooza Festival. Momedy is part of the International Festival. If you want to find more about Mamapalooza, go to www.mamapalooza.com. And it's events happening all over the United States. But I'll be emceeing on the 23rd at the Riverside Park South. And you'll see me there. Free bands, free music, everything going on. Yes. Mompalooza is a creativity and lifestyle conference, and it'll be held May 20th through the 23rd. And just check it out, www.mompalooza.com. We're also part of the largest Mother's Day party ever, international. Go to www.mothersdayparty.com. Speaking of people who are just hilarious, Miss Jane Condon. Jane Condon has her own show. It's called Janie Condon Raw and Unchained. It's at the Mint. You can go to www.janecondon.com for more information. It's on Mother's Day, so that might be a good Mother's Day to go. First, come see my shows, either Friday or Saturday, at the Broadway Comedy Club. That's on 53rd Street. And why don't we just hear a taste of Janie Condon's Raw and Unchained. Janie Condon, Raw and Unchained at the Mint Theater. Sorry, I'm stumbling over my coffee break. Is it coming on? I'm seeing here. Where are you, Janie? Let's do it again. Switchboard problems.
How are you? I'm Jane. I've been married for a long time. So let me say this about same-sex marriage, honestly. What's the problem? My husband and I have had the same sex for 30 years. I live out in Greenwich, Connecticut, but I'm still a nice person. I'll go take you and go get him downtown. But I'm originally from a real blue-collar town in Massachusetts called Brockton. Now, this is a tough town, very tough. We shoot people in Brockton. It's our way of saying hello. Yeah. My Irish grandmother had a crocheted pillow that said, "Don't make me hurt you." Yeah. And my dad was an FBI agent. I went to work with him occasionally. I would memorize the 10 most wanted. I'd go back out to Brockton and look for them. We had a Holiday Inn with a big sign, "Have your next affair here." Then I end up in Greenwich. This is a Cinderella story, because going away where I come from, going away means jail. Going away in Greenwich means rehab. I have two boys. Otherwise, everything's fine. They're killing me. They're in their 20s, and nobody listens. I ask them simple questions. I say, "Guys, where are you going?" "Well, what are you doing?" Hey, when are you going to be back?" They say, "Bye, Mom, okay, whatever." They call me off. So I'm thinking, okay, clearly I've got to change my delivery. So now I'm there, "Will you go with?" "When you going to be, when you going to be, when you going to be back, ba ba ba." "You whatever you want to know. Just don't ever do that again." Like, it's my fault. They did this to me. They like the rap music. I'm here, "Guys, we live in Greenwich, Connecticut. How ghetto to you when your J. Crew shirt's ghetto?" I hate this music. I can't get it out of my head. Boom, boom, pow. Boom, boom, pow. To the phone. I'm here to the phone. Give you the phone. Home. You in my head, right round, right round. When you go down, down. Lovely, yeah. But I love my son's first high school girlfriend. What a doll. She comes over, she fills the house with estrogen. All of a sudden, everybody's nice to me. They say please and thank you. Everybody wears underpants. And then one day she dumped my son. My son, so I called her up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Look, can we still see each other?" My older boy graduated from college, religion and religion. Religion. Shoot me now. So the job offers are just boring. That's pretty enough to want to be an actor, great. Like, religion wasn't enough. Too much going on for these folks. Just too much. We got Iran, North Korea, and my mother-in-law. I want to help the environment, I want to save the planet, so I have a plan. I have decided that once a month, in order to reduce my carbon footprint, I'm going to stay in bed all day. That's my goal, yeah. You know what, I think we all need a bit of a boost right now. I think what the country really needs is like a good old-fashioned sex scandal. Do you remember that guy, Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey? Right? He was having threesomes. I have enough trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Edwardette is in my head going, don't do it. Don't do it. And David Patterson, the current governor of New York, he had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. After makeup sex with his wife, he took her to a Days Inn. Days Inn. Honey, you may not be able to see, but she. Last but not least, Elliot Spitzer. You know he's on his comeback tour, right? He was on the Today Show with Matt Lauer talking about the economy. I look at him, all I can make is $4,000 for an evening with a call girl. $4,000. I'm going to tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. Thank you very much.
That was Jane Condon, one of my favorite mommity moms from past shows. You can email her you can go see more information at www.janecondon.com. She has this fantastic show. I highly recommend it. She was on Last Comic Standing. It's called Janie Condon, Raw and Unchained. It's at the Mint Theater, the 9th, 16th, 23rd at 7 p.m. Check her out. That's 31 West 43rd Street. Janie Condon, Raw and Unchained. Or just Google her comedy. The woman's so, so funny. Oh, yes. Well, I got a short show today, so let's have a little song. Let me see if anything's here. Sometimes I do it and it doesn't come up. Oh, no. Let's see. What do I have? 7 minutes? Ooh, all right. 7 minutes. Let's see. How about a little tribute to moms, a little song I wrote, and also let's hear it for moms everywhere. It's Mother's Day. Don't forget your mothers. Get her presents. My website for Momity is www.momity.com, www.momity.com. Also, you can Google me and find more information about me there, about my show that's on tonight. And the Mother's Day Festival, www.mamapalooza.com. Check out the Broadway Comedy Club, great club for party and private events. Check them out. But here's a song I'm dedicating to mothers everywhere. Here it comes.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me, cray to the Z. Make me, cray to the Z. No texting at the table and put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. Voice. the voices in my head yell, come out and play. I could pretend I'm normal. I could pretend I'm fine, but there's no fun in being sane. So come on and share the wine. Make me, cray to the Z.
IT dance. No, don't use my song for the opener. That's ASCAP. Well, I only have 3 minutes left. Remember, Momedy, tonight, May 7th and May 8th, 6 p.m. at the Broadway Comedy Club, 318 West 53rd Street. Come. It's a great raffle, a great time. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Also, we'll have great raffles. Mamapalooza, www.mamapalooza.com. And the International Mother's Day Party, the largest Mother's Day Party of its kind, Mother's Day Party. Why don't we play out on the wonderfully talented Christopher McGinnis, 12-year-old protege. I have my last 3 minutes. Let's play with him. Hear him? Christopher McGinnis, www.christophermcginnis.com. Thank you. And remember, it's all about the Momedy.
Do you ever feel like it's caught on the outside, looking to get in? Know you can do it, cause you've got the tools, and you know you can win. The streets are littered with stories of those who try but just couldn't win. You promised yourself you wouldn't stop until victory is your friend, because it's you. You're the stuff that dreams are made of, and it's clear to me the power lies inside you, see.
Wow, that timed out perfect. Thank you for joining us. This is Nancy Lombardo. Have a good life.